The land purchase preserves a significant portion of the Upper Hudson River watershed, more than 180 miles of rivers and streams, 175 lakes and ponds, and six mountains higher than 2,000 feet are included in the property, and it marks the first time the lands have been open for public use in 150 years. Governor Cuomo says the $49.8 million purchase enhances the state's tourism and ecological legacy.
This is the place of preservation, and this is the place of conservation. And if you want to enjoy nature in its pristine state, this is the place to do it. This acquisition will highlight that, and that will fuel tourism and fuel the legacy.
The land is being sold to the state in phases over a five-year period by the Nature Conservancy. The Conservancy bought 161,000 acres of timberland from Finch Prine in 2007. This 69,000-acre tract is the last to be transferred to the state. Adirondack Nature Conservancy Executive Director Mike Carr.
They're really ecologically where the most rarities are, and also recreationally where the new opportunities are for the public. These were the most special lands within the 161,000-acre, and really will do the most to benefit the economy of the Adirondacks, the recreation tourism economy. These lands are primarily surrounded by existing state-owned forest reserve lands, so they consolidate existing investments in forest reserve.
Adirondack Council spokesman John Sheehan believes this may be the most important purchase for the forest preserve since it was established in 1894.
Most of the land is in very highly sensitive areas like the High Peaks, where not only do you have great recreational potential with rivers and waterfalls and mountains to climb, but extremely rare wildlife and plant communities that are being protected at the same time. So you get the double benefit of making the place biologically more diverse and at the same time helping to improve the economy and the tourism value in the region.
Audubon New York Executive Director Al Cachese calls the acquisition a spectacular resource that protects the forest from fragmentation.
There were some 27 municipalities that could have, any one of them could have vetoed this under the provisions of the Environmental Protection Fund law, and they didn't do it because I think there was a great balance between the recreational and resource protection issues and the economic development and ecotourism capacities. So I think it was a great balance between conservation and the economy.
The Adirondack Park Local Government Review Board says the state's purchase of the land is unprecedented in its utter disregard for the Adirondack economy and overall fiscal irresponsibility. Executive Director Fred Monroe expects more than 300 job losses due to the land acquisition.
We just think it's a blow that the communities in the central Adirondacks at this time are going to have a difficult time surviving. I mean, there's all sorts of signs of economic stress in the Adirondacks, and I believe this is going to be a further blow. And all the Adirondack towns have passed resolutions opposing this deal. Many of them acquiesced initially because they knew that the veto that they have over these transactions was circumvented in the international paper deal. But most of the Adirondack towns have passed resolutions since then opposing it.
The purchase is paid for from the State Environmental Protection Fund. The lands will be subject to the Adirondack Park Agency's unit management planning process. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.